I'm Ted Steele, moving along with the Going Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead. You got a going thing? Well, then do what the sandpipers suggest. Let go!
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shot you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide.
Presented throughout this Monitor weekend by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
I've been in it since I was 12 years old, and I started out working on the cars, and I still work on the cars. And I think the better race car drivers know their cars better than the ones that's not quite as good a race car driver.
Ron Patrick talking by telephone with famed race driver Richard Petty in Randleman, North Carolina. Well, Richard, you're really going to be the going thing for 69 as a new member of the Ford racing team. And I know racing fans all over the country would like to know why you made the switch to Ford.
Well, we're hoping that we can get a little bit better job done with the new Fords. Looks like that they've got a better idea all the way around.
Did you have to do a lot of soul searching before you made the switch?
It wasn't an overnight decision. It took us a couple of months of a lot of hashing around with the different ideas, and then we finally come up with the idea that we would try them and see.
Well, you've really been providing some competition for Ford over the years on the racetracks.
Well, I'm still going to try to provide a little competition for the rest of the Ford boys.
How fast would you like to go?
Well, just fast enough to outrun everybody else.
Well, Richard, tell me this now. When you're not racing, do you drive a Ford?
I got a new Ford that just come in. It's got the air conditioning and the vinyl top. I got the wide oval wheels on it and the disc brakes, and we like it real good. The cars we've been running hadn't been quite this quiet. and we got a stereo on it, and we really like it a whole lot.
Well, you know, Richard, I kind of like that Mustang with all the options during this pop option sale.
Well, I like the Mustang all right. I like the Galaxy 500 and the Fairlane, and the prices on these cars are pretty good.
Galaxy 500, Mustangs, the Fairlanes, and Falcons, too, with Ford's most popular options at special low package prices. So, Richard, going Ford is the going thing. And your Ford dealer's the place you got to go to see what's going on.
Well, you now understand why I made the switch to Ford. This is our business, and we have to compete against everybody.
What's ahead in medicine for 69? Dr. Michael DeBakey of the University of Baylor, one of the world's leading heart surgeons, envisions some dramatic breakthroughs.
In the transplant area, I think you'll see better results. That is, more patients survive than are surviving now. I hope they'll live longer with their transplanted hearts. In other words, we'll be able to hold back the rejection in a better way. And I think you'll see better mechanical pumps to assist the heart developing, too. And hopefully, ultimately, though I'm not sure I would see it in this coming year, but hopefully the development of a complete artificial heart.
Downtown Chicago will have a new look in 1969 as the city council has voted more than $500 million to extend the subway system and thus make it possible to remove the familiar elevated structure which gave that neighborhood its name, The Loop. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The New York area is drastically short of blood. Blood is vital for the survival of sick and injured patients in our hospitals every day. A community without blood is a death threat to thousands. Children with leukemia and hemophilia must have certain blood components every day just to stay alive. Accident cases, people who undergo emergency surgery, heart operations, or hemorrhage during childbirth cannot live without blood. If you've had the flu, you may donate 1 week after symptoms disappear. Won't you please help your neighbor? During this emergency, the Greater New York Blood Program has set up 6 major donor centers in New York and New Jersey where you can contribute blood to help keep someone alive. Your blood is needed now. To find the center nearest you, call 799-8290. That's area code 212-799-8290.
This is Jack Hayes. All I said was, I dig Glenn Campbell, Engelbert Humperdinck, Mary Hopkin, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and Frank Sinatra. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you'll enjoy the Jack Hayes sound, Monday through Friday, noon to 3.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Wells Hangen, NBC News, in Hong Kong. A New Year's Day editorial in Peking's main newspapers pleads for unity around Mao and his anointed heir, Defense Minister Lin Biao. There's no mention of Mao's wife or the extremist Cultural Revolution group she's led for more than 2 years. The editorial repeats Mao's warning that confessions should no longer be extorted from political foes. The Maoists want to consolidate the still shaky revolutionary committees now nominally in charge of all China's 29 major administrative divisions. In foreign policy, China is taking a milder line toward all except the Soviet revisionists, whom Mao considers the most serious threat to his regime. Peking has agreed to a renewal of ambassadorial talks with the United States in Warsaw next month, and even suggested signing an agreement with Washington on the so-called Five Principles of Peaceful Coexistence. Such an accord is unlikely, but China clearly wants to be included in any final settlement of the Vietnam War and possibly in other international conclaves due to be held this year. This is Wells Hangen in Hong Kong.
Now from a foreign place to one closer to home, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Now the going thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's a going thing. It's a going thing.
everybody. I'm Janice, one of the girls in the Going Thing. And I'd like to put you onto a real groovy thing. Especially equipped, specially priced Mustang high-top accessory. Loaded with the most popular options at your car dealer's top option sale. White walls, wheel covers, racing mirrors with scoop and tape stuff. And you know something? You can also save on specially equipped Galaxy 500 Fairlanes and Falcons. Now, how about that? So get down to your car dealer and see why Going Ford is the go-go-going thing. Ooh, I love sales. I'm going to go down there right now.
It's the Going Thing.
Here's Tom Jones with a new one.
If I got on my knees and come crawling to you, little girl, would you love me once again? Cause I'd do anything to prove that I love you still. And I'm sorry for the fool I've been. Haven't slept in a month of Sundays, and I know one day I'm gonna lose my sanity. About you and life without you just don't mean a thing to me. So if I promise to be a good boy, I never hurt you anymore, would things be like they were before? If I promise to be a good boy and be the way you want me to, would I still have a chance with you? Cause I don't know what made me fool enough to think that I could live without your love. I must have cried a million tears since our goodbye. Yes, and misery fits me like a glove. So if I promise to be a good boy, I never hurt you anymore, would things be like they were before? If I promise to be a good boy, I never hurt you anymore.
Now, here's a new one for 69, a going thing that puts performance where its promise is.
Here's the Going Thing, singing for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's a going thing. It's what happens. It's a going thing.
I'm John of the Going Thing, and I'd like to...
I'm Janice.
Janice sings with us, too. Hey, you know, you can get special Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons equipped with the most popular options like...
Oh, it's a top option, sir.
Yes, Janice, very good. Like white walls, wheel covers, body side molding, even vinyl interior at real savings.
Air conditioning, too.
Thank you, Janice. So stop in at your local...
You know, Going Ford is the Going Thing.
Yes, Janice. At your local Ford dealer's Big Pop Option Sale.
Tell him Janice sent you.
Sing, Janice.
Janice!
Are you telling me on?
Well, she's got an idea. It's a going thing.
What's ahead in 69 for pro football? Monitor Joe Garagiola thinks the answer may be found in what's ahead for a couple of guys named Simpson and Namath.
Football in 1969 could see a couple of interesting switches. O.J. Simpson might make some headlines for off-the-field activities, and Joe Namath for on-the-field activities. I don't mean to knock Namath's football ability because he's a good player. His choice as the AFL's most valuable player proves that. But he's gotten so much attention for his non-football activities that it will be nice to see him make some headlines on the field. His big chance to do that will come next weekend in the Super Bowl when the New York Jets meet the Baltimore Colts. If Joe Namath has the kind of day he's capable of having, we could see the upset of the year. What that upset could mean to the American Football League in the way of prestige is hard to imagine. Only a few short years ago, the league was football's poor relation. A big day by Namath could change all that. Which brings us to O.J. Simpson. A big day by Namath might change some of O.J.'s thinking, too. After the Rose Bowl game, Simpson mentioned that he hoped to play in the NFL. This seems unlikely since Buffalo is getting first pick in the football draft this month. Simpson admits that one of the factors is the greater prestige of the older league. That so-called prestige could suffer if the Jets upset Baltimore. I believe that Buffalo will sign Simpson. I also believe that after they sign him, they'll trade him. The Bills won exactly one game this year. O.J. Simpson can't solve all their problems, but he might be traded for a couple of guys who could, maybe even as many as three. Namath in the Super Bowl, O.J. on the trading block. Very interesting. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
The critics are saying that 1969 will be a bigger and better Nancy Wilson year.
In a long white room, with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we just a little, but we touch a lot. And maybe we're married and maybe we're not, but we're there in a long white room. In a long white room that maybe might have been a lot, but a talking's always hot, but the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about flames. You call me beauty and I call you brain, but no one's comparing, so no one complains being there in a long white room. We will bring each other books, but we'll read each other's minds, and we'll do what must be done, and share what must be shared. We'll hide what must be hidden, and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow.
Something new for 69, the World Series for the first time will start on a Saturday, October 11th. Now here's something else new for 69. Just so that you'll know what to expect for the coming year, I'm going to offer a couple of out-on-a-limb predictions. First off, I, Ted Steele, do hereby predict that the Baltimore Colts will win the Super Bowl and will land a man on the moon in June. I also predict, and you can hold me to this, but the specially equipped, specially priced Falcons, now being featured during the Ford dealer's pop option sale, will sell up a storm. Why shouldn't they? You get big savings on either a two- or a four-door Falcon, and it comes with popular options galore. Color-keyed wheels, wheel lip moldings, tape stripe, two-tone roof, bright window frames, wheel covers, and carpets. But that's not all, neighbor. Your Ford dealer is offering special savings on Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, and Mustangs equipped the way that most people want them. So see your Ford dealer right now during his pop option sale. I predict you'll save a bundle.
Thank you.
Advertising slogan that you're a success if you can reach that little old lady in Dubuque. Well, Monitor reaches her and the youngsters too, and everyone in that fine Iowa city through NBC station KDTH. I'm that little old man from Monitor, Ted Steele. Monitor this half hour, you're in for some surprises. So, just trust Uncle Ted. Stand by the way Patty Page does.
After all, he's just a man.
the Goin' Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead. Presented throughout this Monitor weekend by your Ford dealer. The place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Now the Goin' Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going forward, it's a Goin' Thing. It's what's happening. It's a Goin' Thing.
It's a Goin' Thing.
Hold on. Somebody's out of tune.
It's that man over there, Tom.
Sir, why are you singing with our group?
I couldn't help it. You see, I'm a Ford dealer, and I really like your Goin' Thing song.
Well, thanks, but
I just wish you had something in there about my special Falcon.
You have special Falcon?
Yeah, specially equipped and specially priced now during my pop option sale.
You mean like white walls and wheel covers?
Right, and a tape stripe and two-tone paint and lots more.
And you've got these specially equipped Falcons on sale?
That's right.
Hey, you're a groovy guy.
Yeah. Does that mean I can sing with you?
Don't call us.
Hey, wait a minute, John. Man, maybe you can dance.
Oh, it gives you better ideas. It's a Goin' Thing.
What's ahead in young fashion for 69? Monitor's Linda Sutter has found a few silver threads among the boulder of the younger generation costumes.
Whither the younger generation for fun and fashion? What will be the Goin' Thing for 69? In fashion, there seems little doubt that 1969 will be the year of the male, that the masculine fashion revolt, which has been creeping up on us for the last couple of years, will burst into full bloom, and the male will shed his drabness and become once again the peacock he's been in times past. For example, Parenthetics, a new men's boutique in the offing, from the same people responsible for Paraphernalia, the influential women's boutique. According to Paul Young, who runs Paraphernalia, he's opening Parenthetics because he was selling so many shirts and slacks and beads designed for women to men. As for the girls, the hippie and 30s looks, so popular this year, should continue into 1969 with variations, such as vests worn on top of nothing but flesh. I suppose this is just an extension of the see-through blouse, but it does make one wonder about 1970. Chances are that the young generation will continue to entertain themselves at the movies, at hard rock and soul concerts, and at discotheques. But there is a new direction they could head, which is in essence a combination of everything. There's a place called Cerebrum. The activity at Cerebrum consists of people lying around in various stages of undress, wrapped in translucent robes, and having their senses simultaneously assaulted with various smells, lighting effects, and sounds, from Mozart to the Jefferson Airplane. Way out? Of course. But it could just catch on. Stranger things have happened. This is Linda Sutter reporting for the younger generation on Monitor.
Frankie Lane, who's starting to climb again, begins 69 with an appropriate song.
The desert. My mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another, but I've climbed them all one by one. But this time, and it is after
the hardships. Tired of the green and the sky. So tired of working for nothing. Tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small before. So this time, Lord, you gave me, oh, my bed. Oh, my bed, I may never
ahead to Sunday afternoon, Monitor host Henry Morgan will be talking to Dennis Johnson about the college year in 1969, to Washington Society columnist Maxine Cheshire about the social side of the new administration, to economist Ira Cobley about the rise or fall of the market, and to forecasting experts in many fields. Regulars Joe Garagiola, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and Gene Shalit will have special reports, and Henry himself will cast his famous jaundiced eye on the months ahead. That's Monitor tomorrow, and you can hear it all by staying right where you are now on the Monitor Beacon.
Nearly 1 million New Yorkers have arthritis. Just a statistic until it happens to you. This is Jack Hayes. When arthritis strikes, the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation is ready with the latest knowledge and a wide range of services to help you deal with your disease. For immediate help, call 677-5790. Or write the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was, where can you find Simon and Garfunkel, Herb Alpert, The Fifth Dimension, Dionne Warwick, and Tony Bennett? And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660.
Straight ahead with Charlie Brown's traffic report. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
Ted Steele's my name, and keep those cards and letters coming, folks. That's what I always say. What do you always say, Dean Martin, huh?
Wagon train of love is moving slow, and I can see the peace pipe burning low. You criticize each little thing I do, but listen, baby, I've got news for you.
Publisher of Flip Teen Magazine, makes it his business to keep his ear to the ground for new trends and new people in the popular music field. Steve, is 1969 going to lessen the generation gap, musically speaking?
I hope so. The generation gap has got all sorts of problems, but in terms of music, the lyrics are becoming more and more important. And if the parents of these kids and the adults took more time to listen to the lyrics, what the kids have got to say comes across clearer more than anywhere else in music. If they'll pay attention to the lyrics in between the pretty songs and the beat, I think that way the generation gap will be closed in 69.
Stephen Kahn, publisher of Flip Teen Magazine, on the year ahead in music. The Ray Kahn of singers who make it easy to listen to the lyrics. For 69, driver Davy Pearson, a leader in stock car racing, gave a few educated estimates to the Ford interviewer.
Well, when you start to start the race, The biggest thing about it is the first thing in your mind is to win. I mean, that's always in your mind, is the eager to win the race. And there are a lot of guys that are real good, and some of them you want to beat them real bad because you know they're good. And it's just real eager to win the race.
Dan Patrick at Riverside International Speedway, where NASCAR champion Davey Pearson and some of his colleagues on America's Red Hot Racing Circuit are making some important tests for Ford. Davey, what do you see ahead for you and the Ford team in 1969?
In 69, I would have to say, well, as far as predictions, I think in 1968, Ford won in NASCAR about 60% of the races. And I would say in 69, I'd have to say they were, I believe that they'll win anywhere from 80-85% of the races in 69. Ford has got the best drivers and the best equipment this year, better than what they had last year. Well, a little testing I've done with the engines and all, they seem like they're going to be better and run faster and have more durability than the other engines. And so that's just the feeling that I got. I think they'll win more races in 69 than they did in 68.
Yes, Davey, but how about 10 years from now?
It'll really be hard to say what people think. People have got different opinions about cars and things.
Sure.
And I would say 10 years from now, you would see some turbine cars on the highway running.
Davey, we were talking before about how you feel when you come down to the last lap, and it's just you and another man.
You're not too calm. It all depends on how you're running. Now, if you're running up close to the front or you're running in front, and there's somebody right behind you that's running just as fast as you are, and you know that you can't get away from him, you have to just try to outsmart him. That is the biggest thrill, I guess, in racing, is when you do beat somebody that way, and it's real right down to the wire to the finish.
What car do you drive when you race?
Well, the car that I drive in the races is a Ford Terrain. And we proved that when we're running them that that's the best car they have for the racing division. And I like it very much. In fact, I drive one on the road myself. It's a comfortable car, and it does have plenty of horsepower. And it's just the next thing to my racing car, and I just like it.
Well, Davey, I know you've been very busy, but have you heard about your Ford dealer's pop option sale? There's a Fairlane on sale with a package of popular options at a special low price. And I believe that Fairlane's related to the car you drive.
The Fairlane is the brother to my car, which is a Torino. And I think they have some good deals on that. They come out with the dual racing mirrors and deluxe wheel cover, even the racing straps. And I like that low price you can get it at.
Yeah, and now you can get a lot more, including Galaxy 500s, Mustangs, and Falcons, all with special-priced pop option packages. Going Ford is really the going thing. And your Ford dealer's the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
Anything that we put on a car, you have to be able to go down to your Ford dealer and buy it.
Thank you.
Nick DeCaro, If I Only Had Time. I'm Ted Steele, your monitor host, and if you have the time for NBC News, then you'll really be going places in 69.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown. Are you looking for work? Well, meet your competition, high school graduates. They make up 7 out of 10 people applying for jobs. Now, just imagine you were an employer. Who would you hire? Someone who quit school or one of them? The moral? If you're in school, stay there. If you quit, go now to your state employment service or youth opportunity center. Find out how to get more training. You'll need it. Remember the competition you're up against.
This is Charlie Brown.
All I said was, Happy New Year! And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, with a happy new sound for 1969. More music, more news, more weather, and traffic report.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.